Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call the Code Enforcement Board meeting Thursday, August 11th, 2016, to order. Call the meeting to order. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll for me, please?
Sure. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Weatherholtz?
Here.
Mrs. House?
Here.
Mrs. Hine?
Here.
Mr. Smart?
Here.
Mr. Harrington?
Here.
Mr. Jones?
Here.
And Ms. Kundig?
Here.
And Mr. Cino is here as well.
All right. Has everyone had a chance to look at the minutes for both the workshop and the regular meeting? All right. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So, second.
Motion, Mr. Smart. Second, Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion passes. Would anyone?
These are for both minutes.
Both. Okay. I did it in one motion. Yep. Would anybody like to or need to disclose any ex parte communication?
I would like to, but I don't have.
I don't really. All right, Madam Secretary, are there any announcements?
None that I'm aware of. We do have one case on the agenda that's reflected as compliant. I can go ahead and announce that. It's number 2,
mm-hmm.
Case number CEB 111559 for 836 North Oleander Avenue is in compliance as of July 22nd.
Okay.
And as far as I know,
okay.
That should be it.
All right. Thank you. Would the code officers please come forward and be sworn in?
Testimony you must provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
It's a disgrace.
All right, everyone, here's our procedure. We will be calling cases by number, and for the most part, in orders, they are listed on the agenda. If there are any attorneys present, we will hear those cases first. When your case is called, please come forward and be sworn in. State your name and address for the record. If you are not the owner of the property, please state your relationship to the owner of the property. Our proceedings are recorded, so please speak into the mic. The board hears from the code officers first, and then you will be given the opportunity to respond, and please direct all responses to the board. Witnesses may also testify using the same procedures. Okay, we ready? All right, we will start with case number 1, CEB 11-15-58. Daytona Beach Club Condo Association. It's a progress report we're looking for. Good morning.
Good morning. If you could go ahead and step to the microphone and state your names.
Steve Merchant, president of the Daytona Beach Club Board.
Stephen Folks, vice president.
Lou Paros, LP Engineering.
Okay. Good morning to all of you, and a progress report.
And if you could go ahead and raise your right hands, please.
Oh, okay. Be sworn in.
Swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Klieg, do you have a progress report that's been turned in? Okay, Tony. Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. Anthony Jackson, attorney for the city. Boy, I'm just not used to not having a mic close. I'll back up. attorney for the city. Yes, there is a progress report, and just as a reminder to the chair and the board, I think we're at the stage where they'll be telling us where they are in terms of completing that first stage, and then where we're going as far as the move to I think January.
Mr. Klug, do you have anything to add? No. Okay. Who would like to speak and tell me what progress is being made?
Yes. Daytona Beach Club has started an extensive restoration project, which is well overdue, and they started making the restoration at the most critical structural column, which is located on the northeast lower parking lot. And they just completed that repair, and believe me, I'm relieved because it was difficult and it took a while to do, but they're on the right track. They've got more to do, and they know it, and they're planning for the additional column repairs. There's a total of about 6 or 7 columns that need to be repaired, mm-hmm. but the most difficult one, most complicated one, has been completed.
Good. Okay. That's good to hear. Anyone else?
Good morning.
Good morning.
the column that Mr. Perros has referred to is the one that was causing issues with yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That is all but complete now. I think the curing's got to finish.
Yes.
Once that's done, we're done with that part, and that was the one that was the critical issue that we've had for the past 12 months or so. Our hope now is that, as we discussed on our last meeting, that we can move forward with a report every 2 months as opposed to a monthly reports.
Yes, I think that's what we decided on last time.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the next progress report would be October?
Correct.
Okay. So we don't need a motion or anything for that.
No, we did have one item to kind of clean up. There was the address that we have of record is the previous management company. So I just wanted to know if we could go ahead and just have a motion to change that to, I spoke with Mr. Merchant, who's the president, his mailing address. It's in the case style, so we just kind of need a motion to amend that. And that
amend the
case style to reflect...
The case what?
The new manager.
Okay.
To amend the case style to reflect the new manager.
All right, a motion. So we'll entertain a motion to reflect the new owners or managers.
To reflect the...
The address.
The association.
The association. Okay, the new members of the new people.
Second.
All right. We have a motion, Mr. Smart. Second, Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. What is that change going to be to?
It's going to be to the association president, Steve Merchant.
Okay.
9451 Telfer Run, Orlando, Florida, 32817.
Okay. All right, great.
I also have his email address.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll see you in October. All right, case number two is in compliance. Case number three, CEB 04-16-21, Blanca Properties at 234 Michigan Avenue.
Good morning.
There we go.
Miguel Montes de Oca.
So can you step up to the microphone and Miguel?
Montes de Oca. DEOCA. MONTESDEOCA.
Okay. You raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
True.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. We'll hear from staff first, and then I'll give you a chance.
Okay.
Mr. Jackson?
Madam Chair, members of the board, this case is before you for imposition of a fine. As indicated, there is a new roof put over the carport. The decision is that it's going to be demoed, is the information received by the inspector. Inspector is Mike Fitzgerald. Nothing has happened. The demo permit was approved and picked up in July 18th, I believe is the date, and to this point nothing has happened. The inspector's requesting fine be imposed in the amount of $200 per day to a maximum of $15,000.
Okay. Would you like to add anything, Mr. Fitzgerald? I have a question.
Yes.
Weren't they going to get a variance?
I wanted to say it was denied, but I don't know if that's the case or
okay.
if just they didn't go for it. But the inspector is indicating to me it was denied.
It was denied. Okay.
Is that correct? Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You want to come forward, please? Thank you.
Yes, Your Honor. I'm here to tell you what's going on. When this case began, definitely I went on violation. I did put the roof on without the permit. And I talked to the inspector, and he told me that I need to pull a permit.
Right.
I applied for the permit. I paid $400 for the drawings, an architect drawing. Then they didn't approve the permit because it was too big. The inspector said it's too big. It needs to be cut off like 7.5 feet, which is the setback. I talked to the builder, Suncoast Builder, Sunburst Builder. He says you apply for a variance, and they will let you have it. I applied for the variance.
Who told you they would let you have it?
Sunburst.
Oh, really? Okay.
Construction.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Applied for the variance, paid $600 for the variance because it was after the fact. To go through the variance, they need a survey, an actual survey.
Yeah.
I paid $500 for the survey. After that, I had to wait 10 months to tell me, no, they don't accept my variance. They cannot give me the variance. But I have to get a permit for demolition. I got a permit for demolition. $753 for the permit for demolition. I have spent a ton of money trying to get this thing done on the right way, $2,453. And now they want me to take it down.
The whole thing?
The whole thing. I don't think that's fair.
What happened to the taking it back to 7.5 feet?
The builder says that apply for the variance. That I should.
Oh, that's what the application for the variance was, to turn it back to 7.5.
Paperwork for the variance, and my argument is that the lot is long and narrow, and there's no way, nowhere to park the cars. And so I have to have somewhere to park the cars in that property. And the only way, it's the driveway that it's been there since probably they built the house. And all I'm doing is covering the driveway. They didn't approve the variance. My question is, what do you want me to do? But I'm not going to take it the whole thing down. Because I need a piece of shape for my car.
Do we have any comments from the board?
Who told you you had to tear it down in its entirety? Which board?
Okay, I called this lady. I don't want to put her on the spot or talk anything bad about her. I called this lady, and she told me on the phone, you're not getting the variance. I'm not giving you the variance because this is a rental property. I talked to people in the neighborhood, and I said, is this correct? They said, I never heard that. So I came here personally and talked to Rose, and she says, I never told you that. I said, what am I? Crazy or something that I'm not telling you the truth?
Sir, is there any document that says you must tear that down? You have anything in writing from any board or official that says you must tear it down?
No, the only thing that I have is the permit to tear it down.
The permit.
So you are the one that initiated the permit.
Because that's what she wanted.
But you have nothing in writing that says that's what she wanted.
Unfortunately, no. But when she says, I'm not giving you the variance because this is a rental property, I told her, then what do you want me to do? Like I've been telling you, what do you want me to do? It's 10 months that I've been sitting, coming,
yeah,
going,
I
doing nothing
it's,
with that piece of property.
It's a cycle. What are we actually reviewing here? The no permit for the car port, or are we reviewing the demo? Because what it says here is no permit. He had no permit, and so that's what we should be ruling on, isn't it?
That's what we're asking you to rule on. That.
Okay, so this demo is irrelevant.
I'm sorry?
Why are we discussing the demo?
Because that's how he will comply.
Okay,
if you don't
that's what
permit,
he got the
permit. Have to obtain a permit.
Okay.
In a situation he can't obtain a permit.
So
he
that's
work
the permit
prior to
he
the
got.
Permit. Prior to obtaining, he's unable to obtain a permit. And so he has to now comply. And the only means of a compliance that I'm hearing from him or understand is the compliance of demolition, removing that which he'd done in advance without the permit. It's not something that he was invited to do. It's something that he has done his own admission he did in advance of obtaining a permit. And now it's been determined that he's not unable to obtain that permit. And under the process, the administrative process, he's sought a variance, and the variance has been denied. And any authority concerning the variance is really outside this board's venue. It's outside your authority. And whatever action he wanted to take concerning the variance would be, you know, looking in the code and determining whatever appeal or whatever right he had. I'm not sure. I didn't look that up, but that would be the next action, and it's not with this board. With this board's obligation is to make a determination whether he's in compliance or not, and our position is he's not, and to our requirement to come into compliance. If he's digging in his heels and saying he's not removing the structure, then the only thing we have left is to be able to request that you impose the fine.
Was the permit to demo the carport denied?
No. His permit to demo is he's picked it up.
Oh, I got it.
You've got the permit to demo.
And the builder told me that I have 6 months, 180 days to take it down.
No.
That's only if this board gives him 180 days. This board controls the time period for compliance. That permit is a blanket length of time that's general for all permits, but the time period for compliance.
Correct. We've been through this before.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
And we know the situation is there's no permit.
All right.
The variance is turned down. The question is how he gets through, comes to compliance is his decision, not ours. But you want to give him more time, that's up to the board.
You know, with 160 days, that's just the amount of time that the permit's open.
Yeah.
Doesn't give you 100 and some days to tear it down. So it sounds like to me it's up to the board to either levy a fine or give him more time, but I don't know what the options are. You know, he can keep this, you know, and be in non-compliance and be under fine and still not take it down and fight the case or appeal your case to, you know, whatever authority. So it's just up to us to say whether to levy a fine or not is what it sounds like to me. Simple as that.
I would agree with what he says.
Do I have any other comments? Anybody want to say anything? All right. Chair, I'll entertain. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. You want to say something?
I would move to assess a fine of $100 a day.
I'll second that.
All right. We have a motion and a second to impose a fine of $100 per day. Up to $15,000 against the respondent effective today, August 11th, continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $15,000. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
I need everybody to
or nay. Right, and I see mics aren't in front of, so it's hard to.
Microphone down, please.
All right, let's have a vote.
Is the red light on?
All those in favor say aye.
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 Like sign opposed.
No one opposed. Okay. You're opposed? Okay.
Motion carries. So we've made a ruling.
What's the rule? 100. What do I have to do now?
Tear it down.
You can get with Amy, and she'll tell you what you need to do next.
Right now, or?
Give
Mr. Fitzgerald.
Mr. Fitzgerald.
Mr. Fitzgerald, second.
Okay. We have imposed a fine of $100 a day until that structure is taken down.
Even if I have a permit to take it down and have 180 days to take it down?
You don't have 180 days. For 180 days, but we've made a ruling.
Who should I call about this?
This is it.
We've made a ruling. And what the other boards do, we have no control over.
Would it help for someone to direct
you? Can you give me a chance at least a week or something to take it down instead of paying $100 a day? I mean, I don't think this is fair. I spent all this money trying to get this permit done, and after that, I still have to pay a fine.
When did you get that permit?
When?
Mm-hmm.
July 7/18/2016.
When do you think you'll be able to tear this down?
So if you said that I have to take it down today, I'll call some people and start taking down today.
Okay.
How long is it going to take me? 1 day, 2 days, 3 days,
is
maybe?
Unreasonable. We change the motion to 7 days.
Just amend it. The fine. Can we just amend it to say the fine will be effective starting another date? Can we do that?
You can do that.
Okay.
Say 10 days.
Is 10 days acceptable? All right. So the chair will entertain a motion to amend our previous motion against the respondent and make the fine effective as of August 25th.
Madam Chair, I just want you to know if staff's okay if it's 2 weeks, if that's what you're giving, or
even okay, that would be August 25th,
don't
right?
Have a problem with that. We just want,
yeah,
want
that, okay.
Compliance.
Is there such a motion?
So moved.
All right, motion Mr. Smart, second Mr. Weatherholtz. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries.
After that,
then, after August 25th, the fine will start if the
25th.
Building is not, if the torn down, if the carport's not torn down. All right, let's move on to case number 4, CEB 0616-32, Paulette Wright. Is the respondent present? All right. We'll wait a second here. All right, we've moved on to case number 406-16-32. The respondent is not present. Could we hear from code, please?
Sorry.
That's all right, no problem.
This is number 4?
Mm. Yes. At 417 McGee Street.
Thank you. Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is John Stinson. Mr. Stinson reports that the property remains in non-compliance. And at least I don't want to follow up with him, but my last, his request was is for $100 per day to a maximum of $10,000. I tend to Mr. Stinson for any factual questions regarding the case.
Okay. Mr. Stinson? Good morning.
Good morning. John Stinson, Code Inspector, City. My qualifications are on file. This came as a citizen's complaint, and all of the violations have been corrected except the repairing of the roof. The property owner was present at the last hearing, and she did reiterate that she was going to get it done. My last inspection was yesterday afternoon, and that's when these pictures were taken. And as you can see, the roof damage still remains.
All right. And didn't we give her that extra month to get things done? I thought we amended it. Did we do that?
Yeah.
That's what I recall.
She had trouble with fine.
She what?
Getting the money.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so we gave her extra time then. All right.
The original compliance date was July 6th, and at the 14th meeting, you gave her until August. You amended and gave her
right.
August 3rd.
Okay. All right.
Two 60 days.
Okay. Any comments from the board? All right, the chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $100 per day against the respondent, effective today, August 11th, 2016, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $10,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Harrington made a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second for Mr. Smart. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, let's move on to case number 5, CEB 07-16-37, Sharon Shuan at 357 South Seneca. Respondent present? No? Okay. Mr. Jackson?
Madam Chair, members of the board, this property is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Daniel Garcia. Mr. Garcia reports that the property remains in non-compliance. It's still unfinished repair. And he is asking for a fine of $100 per day to a maximum of $10,000 to be imposed. And I turn to Mr. Garcia for any factual questions.
Okay. Mr. Garcia?
Morning.
Good morning.
Daniel Garcia, Code Enforcement Inspector. Certifications are on file. This is case number CEB 071637, 234 Michigan. I'm sorry, the 357 South Seneca
right.
Boulevard. The property remains the same. I had no contact since last month. The only thing different is that they looks like they put some kind of weed killer on the roof to kill the grass and weeds that are growing on top of it. Okay. The only difference from last time was that the vehicle with no tag has been removed from the from the driveway, and they took down some 5-gallon buckets on the roof.
Okay. Any questions from the board? Chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $100 per day against the respondent effective today, August 11, 2016, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $10,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Harrington, second by Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like sign opposed. Motion carries. Okay. All right. We will move on to our new cases. Case number 6, CEB 08-16-42, Terry L. Henson. 246 Tarragona Way. Is the respondent present? No? All right.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for a finding of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Daniel Garcia. Mr. Garcia reports that the property was in non-compliance at the time it was cited, and now it's currently in compliance. He is asking for the board to make that finding so that for future violations, they would be a repeat violation.
Okay. Mr. Garcia, anything to add?
This property is in compliance. I was at one time going to ask for the will fine, but it's the first time being up for a fine. I wasn't gonna ask for the will fine at this time. Okay. I'm gonna wait to, if it becomes an issue again, then I'll ask the next time.
So that we just want to find in compliance.
Compliance and now compliance.
It was compliance.
And it's a compliance date is July 15, 2016. No, it's just a finding of compliance.
So the motion would be to find the respondent previously in non-compliance and currently in compliance and dismissed. Is that it?
That's it.
Is that?
What the inspector is asking, and I guess I misspoke there, is that this is one where he would have just placed it in compliance, and he is not asking for the board to make any findings to as of today.
Case.
That's correct.
So what?
Let's just withdraw the case.
Right.
If he wants it from the board.
Yeah, that's the same effect. That's correct, yeah.
So they can dismiss the case. They don't have to find him in non-compliance. They got to make some finding. They can dismiss the case. They can find a non-compliance, now in compliance, and dismiss it.
You say you want to withdraw.
That's fine.
Okay.
I mean, effectively, that's what you're doing, so we might as well.
Yeah. So that's the request of the inspector. Said it'll be withdrawn.
Yeah, to bring it back again.
So we don't even need to make a motion? Okay. All right. So you're withdrawing the case. Fine. All right. Let's move on to the next case, number 7. CEB 08-16-43, Cheryl Owens, is cited at 264 Fountain Lake Boulevard. Is the respondent present?
No, she's unfortunately passed away.
Well, come on up and state your name and address for the record and be sworn in and tell me what your relationship is to her.
Gina Lynn Owens.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Gina Lynn Owens. I'm Cheryl's daughter. She passed away July 30th.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. When we originally went to put this fence up, was to secure our property because we have people that cut through our property and have threatened our lives. I've asked the HOA repeatedly to secure our property. They tell me that it's not their job and it's not their problem. They only do maintenance on the property and they don't secure. That's not their issue. Our house has been shot at. Our house has been robbed. I continually, on a daily basis, get threatened to be murdered.
Do you live there?
Yes.
Okay.
I moved my mother out of the house and into an assisted living facility. Okay. Had to put her in a nursing home because of the safety issues. And we went to put the fence up. We were told by a fence company that if it was a 3-foot fence, we did not need a permit. I've never been a homeowner, so I had no clue. The HOA told me I didn't need any approval from them. That person no longer works for the HOA, so we didn't know we needed any approval from them. We put it up. We got the stop work order the next day. We stopped, and no more progress has been made since. And the permit has been approved. I'm just having an issue picking it up because my name's not on the warranty deed.
Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, and speaking with the inspector, of course, we're saddened by the loss of this respondent. The staff has recognized that this is complaint-driven, and there will be a need for a remedy. At the same time, we also believe that allowing her time to accomplish what's necessary to have it in her name to get the things that she'd need to do to remedy this would take about at least till the October cutoff. So we're asking that this just be at this time. We're asking that it be continued, and we'll see if we can get it resolved by the October cutoff. So if this can be continued, that will be our request for this meeting. Well, and I say the October cutoff, we'll address it at the October meeting. So if she can have it remedied before the October meeting, then we won't be back.
I'll make a motion to continue this to the October meeting.
Second.
All right. Mr. Harrington has made a motion to continue this case until the October meeting, which is
October 13th.
Motion's been made and seconded by Mr. Weatherholtz. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. So you have some time to get it together.
The only issue is getting my name onto the warranty deed for the house because we don't know if she has insurance to pay the house off, and if that's the case, we're just going to sell it.
That's not in the scope of this.
Right. It's, yeah. So just we're giving you time to do what you need. Okay. All right.
Please.
Let's move on to case number 8, CEB08-16-45, Donald and Lois Addison at 267 Morningside Avenue. Respondents present? All right. Mr. Jackson.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for a finding of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Cliff Reconzone, and Mr. Reconzone reports that the property remains in noncompliance, and he's asking that you give the respondent until next cutoff to come into compliance. And I will tend to Mr. Reconzone for any factual questions you may have.
That's a little hard to see. Mr. Reconzone, there we go.
Inspector
Good morning.
Reconzone. Good morning. My credentials are on file on this case on Morningside. The damage to the porch, balcony, and the screens on the windows is what the violations are. Mm-hmm. This was complaint driven by the police department. The house is in the process of being for sale, and they're supposed to be closing on it before the end of the month, and the new owners already know about the code issues. And they said that it's going to be in compliance before next cutoff.
Okay. Any questions? All right. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent in noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, 8/31/16, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Oh, did we have discussion?
Should be in compliance by 10/5, not 10/13.
I thought it was just till next month. Is that right?
The September cutoff date is
8. The September cutoff date is 8/31.
The meeting's on the 8th, so it's an earlier.
Okay. Did we have a?
Yeah.
Okay. This is
time seconded.
Okay. We have Mrs. House made motion. Second is Mrs. Himes. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Not Mrs. House.
All right. Motion carries. All right. Case number 9. This is our last case. CEB 08-16-46, Tlaib LLC at 601 Main Street. Respondent present. Please come forward, sir. State your name and address for the record and be sworn in, and then we'll let the code officers tell us about the case.
I'm Archie Dodani from 2521 North Halifax Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32118. Thank you.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, sir, I didn't get your last name. What is it?
Dodani, D-O-D-A-N-I.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Dodani. All right, we'll hear from code first. We'll hear from Mr. Jackson, then I'll give you a chance to say what you'd like to say.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this property this property is before you for a finding of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector reports that the property remains in noncompliance. He acknowledged that the respondent is now working on bringing it into compliance. I think the principal violation being the But anyway, he is working on bringing it into compliance. The inspector believes that it can be in compliance by next cutoff. And the inspector in this case is Mike Fitzgerald, and I attend to Mr. Fitzgerald if you have any other further questions.
Mr. Fitzgerald.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Michael Fitzgerald. I'm a code enforcement officer with the City of Daytona Beach. My credentials are on file. Property is located at 601 Main Street. He's been doing a lot of work on the property. As you can see, this is a before picture where all these things were rotten and broken. This will be now. Again, this is the front part of the property. This is the overhang that goes over the sidewalk. This is the way it looks now. The sign had to be covered up. He's got it covered up until the new tenant comes in.
What covered up because it's not a legal sign? Or
Because it's no longer open and that's not an operating business as Bad Boys, so you have to remove that sign.
Okay.
And so now it's for rent or for sale. Over here he had all this grass growing around the side. That's after. It's all been cleaned up. Trash and debris around the inside. It's all been cleaned up. And we're back. So
okay. So what is left to be done?
Just there's a glass door that was on order.
They're going to put today. It's on order, so they're going to put it today.
Okay.
And
that's hardly.
Well, yeah. The other thing would be
he's going to stucco it.
He's
today.
Got to stucco this right here.
He's doing it today.
So just a couple things now.
Okay, Mr. Dodani, would you like to tell us anything?
I mean, I am.
doing the progress, and Mr. Mike has taken care. He said everything looks good.
Good.
It's most of it done. So, God willing, in a few days it'll be done.
Now, what is your relationship to the LLC, the Talib? Are you the owner of that?
My wife is.
Okay.
I'm too old.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Any comments from the board? What's your recommendation, staff?
Non-compliance next. Cut off the committee compliance.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Oh, okay. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance in order to respond to commit to compliance by the next cutoff date, 8/31/16, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Smart. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. House. Motion carries. So we've given you, you know, basically the rest of the month to get everything done. And it sounds like you're well on the way, so just let Mr. Fitzgerald know when you're finished, okay?
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to dispute your comment. You're not too old.
But you are.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Okay. Do we have any other business or comments from the board?
Nothing
from anyone. I wanted to just ask a question. It seems like this was a very quick meeting, and we had very few cases. Is there people question sometimes because I'm out in the community? Why we have so few cases to look at? Do we have an answer to that?
I did a great job by the city employees.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
I think being towards the end of the fiscal year, there were a lot of vacation time being
okay.
So I think.
Okay. I just want to know what to tell people.
This time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a lot of open cases that aren't coming to us yet?
Open cases.
Pending
cases.
You know, I don't know what you call a case that hasn't been put on the agenda here, but cases where you've visited and told them they better get on board. Is that, or any record of that?
The inspectors would have those right. Cases that they're working.
And I know Mr. Garcia can answer that. But I think the real point with that would be is if it's pending, it's pending because they believe that they can come into compliance before without bringing it before
the
board.
So there wouldn't be any cases you settle that never get here.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So there wouldn't be really an anticipation of them coming before the board.
Well, all I'm trying to say is you probably have handled a lot of cases.
Appreciate it.
That aren't in the system.
Appreciate what you're saying. I'm sorry if I twisted it up a little bit, but I appreciate what you're saying.
I mean, that's the way it should work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Ms. Garcia, the gentleman with the non-permitted carport, he's obviously been given a lot of bad information by people. It's cost him a lot of money. And I know the procedures going through the appearance of it. He seems confused. Is it the people in permitting? Do they don't vote like this? I mean, they can't give them any legal advice or anything, but as far as the permitting and what all it takes to go through variance, mailing the letters and everything, do they settle down and explain to
these people you need to reach down?
I don't know what the process is for the permitting and licensing division. I will be learning that as we are being assigned to them. The Neighborhood Services Division is being reorganized, and we're being placed under Development Services and Permitting and Licensing. So the intricacies I'll probably end up learning. However, the gentleman is still here in the audience. The inspector is going to go down with him and ensure that he has a full understanding of what needs to be placed. I think the confusion is that the builder was saying one thing to him, and then he came here, and the process wasn't exactly how the builder said to him.
Right.
In any event, we will ensure that he does know what he needs to do today and put him on the right path to help him possibly avoid being fined, and he can do what he needs to do.
Right. The builder that built that, would he not have been responsible for a permit to do that?
That's a flip of the coin.
The owner's responsibility.
Right. In the end.
Right.
Yeah.
The owner ultimately holds the responsibility of anything that transpires on his or her property. However, you would assume, you would assume that the builder would inform him or her, but again, we weren't there. We don't know what transpired. But ultimately, as far as we are concerned, right, and the ordinance is we go after the property owner.
We can talk in general about the case, so I don't want to be specific because the individuals are not here. We are quasi judicial warrants.
He's still here.
Okay, no, he's here. Still shouldn't be talking about his case.
Right. All right. Is there anything else?
All I can say is, God forbid, that's the blessing of lawyers.
Yeah.
Anything else? Okay. Thank you. Meeting adjourned.